and set alerts for the exact car of your dreams. And remember, D&M Leasing is the only place you can get the easy lease.
No down payment, no early termination fees or penalties. Payments 40 to 50% lower than buying a vehicle. Your new vehicle delivered to your home or office. And if you have equity in your trade, D&M Leasing will cut you a check.
So call D&M Leasing today, any local area code, then 35LEASE, that's 35LEASE, or go online, dmautoleasing.com. That call is free, but not calling could cost you thousands.
We make leasing easy at D&M.
The new Gas Monkey Live, your brand new, state-of-the-art, 38,000-square-foot live music mecca in Dallas. Seating up to 2,500 people with amazing sound, multiple full bars, and a huge patio to chill on. New Jersey punk rockers The Bouncing Souls blow into the all-new Gas Monkey Live like a pogo punk hurricane, Saturday, January 24th. It's an all-ages show with special guest Masked Intruder and Broken Gold, covering all subject matter through their explosive brand of punk rock songs. The band's latest release, Comet, is a new artistic high for the band. Tickets are on sale now at Ticketfly.com. And don't miss these great shows coming soon to the Gas Monkey Live. Tech 9, December 12th. Opeth, December 13th. Down, December 20th. And Pennywise on January 9th. For more info, go to GasMonkeyLive.com.
Want
to
go?
Of course you do.
Google Gas Monkey Live and figure out how to get there from where you are.
Or go to 10110 Technology Boulevard in Dallas.
With free parking on site.
It's Gas Monkey Live.
$1 million. Get in the mega game today. I'm Becca with the ticket. Stick it up your tailpipe traffic.
I'm Ty Walker. The Packers QB reflects on a perfect season next on the Ticket Ticker.
This is a test of the emergency alert system. This has been a test of the emergency alert system. If this had been an actual emergency, this alert would have been followed by official news and instructions. Sports Radio 1310 and 96.7 FM The Ticket serves the greater Dallas-Fort Worth area. Stop, drop, and roll. Breaking sports news now.
Ticket Ticker!
A spot in the NFC Championship game on the line when the Cowboys played the Packers in Green Bay Sunday. This ticker brought to you by Whirlyball Laser World and Eric Beal at DFWDivorce.com. Some good news for Packers fans today. Quarterback Aaron Rodgers returning to practice. He'd been sitting out with a left calf injury. This game, the first time ever that a team that finished 8-0 at home during the regular season will host a team that was 8-0 on the road. And Rodgers talked about their unbeaten year.
We've had seasons where we've been undefeated at home. But we haven't had this quite of this much of an advantage with the crowd and the elements and the footing that we've had this season.
Former FBI Director Robert Mueller says his investigation into the NFL's probe into the Ray Rice matter turned up no proof the league received the video showing Rice hitting his fiance before it was published online in September. Mueller does say in the report the league should have investigated more thoroughly before it initially punished Rice. Dallas Stars will take on the Nashville Predators tonight at the Bridgestone Arena in Nashville. Antoine Roussel and his Dallas teammates trying to stop a Predators squad near the top of the Western Conference standings.
Well, they're a good team. We got to regroup and play the way we can. And I think we can beat any team the way we play. And if we play hard, fast, and be on the puck, all the time. So I think it's going to be a good game.
Coverage of Stars hockey on the Ticket begins at 7. That is the Ticket Ticker service of IdealGolfer.com. Listen to the T-Box Golf Show entering its 20th year every Saturday morning from 8 to 10 on the Ticket. Brought to you by Avid Golfer Magazine and IdealGolfer.com. Our next ticker at 5:30. I'm Ty Walker, reminding the P1s to be one. Tune us in, turn it up, keep it on. Sports Radio 1310 and 96.7 FM, The Ticket.
Go inside Valley Ranch with Cowboys beat reporter David Moore. Monday, Wednesday, and Friday mornings at 9:35. Tuesday and Friday afternoons at 4:15. Brought to you by Albertsons and Sports Radio 1310 and 96.7 FM, The Ticket.
When you think you're going to win, you think she's giving in.
In just a little bit, we're going to get out the predictions we made for the NFL at the start of the year. And take a look at those and see how we fared.
Mm-hmm.
First, though, getting back into Cowboys Packers once again, there are a few statistical things we've found which might suggest that it's quite possible good things could happen up there for the Cowboy fan.
Yeah, I think so. You know, you can't rely too much on little nooks and crannies in the stat world, but certainly when you see them, if you want some sort of optimism, you can look there. And the first thing is the home field advantage thing.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when you go back to 2000, which really means nothing because none of these guys were playing in 2000, or if they were, they're, you know, on their last leg now. But the Packers are only, if you can believe it, and this is kind of shocking, but I do remember a couple of these games that they got beat. The Packers, since that time, are only 2-5 at playoff games played at Lambeau. Now, on that front, I remember, you know, the last two they lost were to the Giants and San Francisco, mm-hmm. I do believe. A couple of teams that were incredibly physical. They were big running teams that tried to control the clock, and they would beat you up on defense and get to Aaron Rodgers. Are the Cowboys capable of that second part? I really don't know. I lean toward yes, that they're going to be able to get pressure on them, especially because of the calf stuff. But do they have the front four and the linebacker play that those two teams did?
You know, they've got some issues of their own that are cropping up. Anthony Hitchens has not practiced yet this week.
Yeah.
Rolando McClain has not practiced yet. Jeremy Mincy is a little bit shaky right now. I don't know. That doesn't necessarily mean those guys won't be out there. But
isn't it funny how we haven't even mentioned in the last couple of weeks the Henry Melton thing?
Yeah, he's not playing either.
What are the odds of, at the beginning of this year, Henry Melton not being a part of what you've done down the stretch and leading into your playoff run, and it doesn't even matter?
Hell, at the start of the year, the very existence of this whole defense centered around Henry
Melton.
Yes,
the health of Henry Melton.
Yeah.
So, looking at the home field advantage thing, and let's just go through the regular season here. Remember, Green Bay lost on opening night, that Thursday night game in Seattle.
Mm-hmm.
And then they have their first home game against the lowly Jets. I vaguely remember this. The Packers fell down 21-3 in this game.
Yeah.
And they came roaring back and scored 28, they almost 28 in a row, and ended up winning 31-24. And since then, it has just been this cavalcade of people coming through there and just being flicked out like little paper footballs. They win that game. They beat Minnesota a couple weeks later, 42-10. They beat Carolina 38-17. They beat Chicago 55-14. Philadelphia 53-20. They beat New England, the best team in the East, in the AFC, which was an incredible game. But they ended up winning 26-21. And that was the closest game. The Atlanta game, it looked close. Remember, it was 43-37, but they were beating them. What was it, 41-10?
Mm-hmm.
Something stupid like that, or 40-10?
A big cavalcade of points late in the game.
Mm-hmm. And then the Detroit game in week 17. So if you show up there, you get beat, and you get beat bad.
Yeah. It's a pretty pronounced home field advantage this year. But people think it's been that way for a long time. And that stat that you just threw out there shows otherwise.
I don't think the Cowboys care. And it's not like that they're sitting there in their meetings and the coaches are going over how bad that these teams have been beaten in Lambeau. They probably have no idea. They know they're undefeated, clearly, but they don't know the extent of it, nor should they. But Green Bay is just 3-3 versus teams over 500 this year.
Mm-hmm.
They are 4-3 versus opponents Dallas has also played, and Dallas is 5-1 versus those same teams. Here's the kicker. Dallas is second in the league in rushing offense, as we all know, and Green Bay is 23rd in rushing defense, with the Lions being number one. If you're going to win the football game, is there any doubt what
you're
going to have to do?
You're going to win it on the
floor. Yeah. It's the way it's been all season long for this team.
But I think it's even more pronounced this week than it ever has been.
I do, too. Especially when you consider that last week you went against the league's best rushing defense. Now you're going against one of the lessers.
Well, I think that that is the stat of all stats, where you have not a 100% healthy offensive line in Dallas, but still, if you can keep those same five guys out there, you know, I know Free's not playing, but if you can keep Parnell healthy and if you can keep the rest of the guys healthy on that offensive line throughout the entirety of that game, I flat out think the Cowboys win because of those guys. I really, truly do, because I think DeMarco Murray is going to get 31 carries for 143 yards, and they are going to grind that offense to a halt.
And who's least affected by inclement weather? Your trench guys.
Yeah, right.
Man, they can root around in that stuff.
And as David said, too, I don't think the weather, and Bob Lilly said it yesterday, too, I really don't think the weather's going to mean a damn thing. It's not going to be inclement. It's just going to be cold.
Yeah.
If they can avoid 40-mile-an-hour wind, so be it. It's going to be sunny the whole time. It's not going to matter one iota. Matter of fact, I bet you weather is hardly even mentioned.
And even Lilly said yesterday that in the Ice Bowl, it was really cold, but the thing that really made a mess of that game and really bothered everybody in that game, the thing that there was just no getting away from, was the wind.
Right.
People don't take that into account. It was very windy that day.
I hate the wind.
So you wonder if Green Bay, which they clearly realize that they're a little bit deficient when it comes to running the football, how much they're going to sell out and how much they're going to put that extra guy up close and how much that'll play into it, too, if they decide to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the beauty of the Cowboys offense, is that if you do decide that, they're going to keep giving the ball to DeMarco. They're not going to stop. And if you stop him, great. But at the same time, that opens up everything.
Yeah, you pay the piper.
And I think that they will be able to slice and dice him to death. And I know that Green Bay has got this incredible offense, but for whatever reason, there's a certain bit of mojo going on with the Cowboy defense, which is, it's pretty inexplicable, right? I don't get it.
No, I don't get it either. I don't have any idea how the Cowboy defense gets this done week in, week out. But they do. Now, this will be a huge test for them because of those pass catchers, which you're going to discuss tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
You know, also, I was thinking about this morning. Do you guys remember when, because we're all kind of leaning in the Cowboys' direction, but do you remember when the Mavericks played Oklahoma City in the Western Conference Finals in 2011.
We'll never forget it.
And when, before the series started, we looked at the Oklahoma paper, at the Daily Oklahoman, and we looked at their picks. And they had six or seven writers, and five of the six picked Oklahoma City to win. And it's kind of the old you covet what you see theory.
Mm-hmm.
Where you follow a team close enough for an entire year and you just start to believe in them. And I remember reading those prognosticators and we're all laughing at them, going, really? You know, the Mavericks ended up winning that series in five, right? It was five.
Five or six, right?
Man, I think it was five.
We beat Oklahoma in five?
I think we did.
All right. Let's not bog down in that.
But I remember laughing at them because they were so confident in them. And you wonder, this is not some pushover that the Cowboys are dealing with. This is the Green Bay Packers. This is a recent Super Bowl champion team. This is a team that has been in the playoffs and been a part of the playoffs and a part of the big, giant, big boy playoff scene for a long time now. You wonder if they look at us, and maybe they'll read the paper on Friday with all the predictions down here, their folks up there, and be like, really?
You're right. Five.
We would beat them in five, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where they'll look
no team took us to seven in that playoff run.
Where they'll look at us and say, okay, you're a ways away, little fella. You know, you're coming up here and dealing with the big bad Packers and a team.
Elite Eight and how they compare to the Cowboys playoff/Super Bowl experience. out of the remaining eight teams in the NFL, all of them but Dallas have been to a Super Bowl since Dallas was last in a Super Bowl, and all of them but Carolina have won one. And five of them have won multiples.
So Carolina went to the Super Bowl in 02? Was that the Patriots?
Yeah, the one in Houston.
Yeah.
So you've had, and you've had Green Bay, Baltimore, New England, and Denver have all won more than one Super Bowl since the Cowboys last won in 95.
The thing is, though, Danny, you put any team in the final eight, any team in the NFL in the final eight, and almost all of them would have more playoff success or Super Bowl appearances than the Cowboys. If you, when you look at Super Bowl appearances since 1995, how many teams haven't been there? There haven't been that many that haven't been there. It seems
Detroit
like
or Cleveland that we know of,
or at least to NFC championship games in their conference. It's been a heavy drought for this team, massive, you know. And eventually the monkey's going to come off. You just wonder if it's going to be this year. But this is going to be as confident as I am, and as good as I feel about the Cowboys, and as confident as I feel about the Cowboy running game, dude. This is Green Bay.
Yeah.
They don't get the lucky draw of Carolina coming to their place.
No, they don't. And this is a team that has been thought of as at or near the NFC's best all year long. The Cowboys are upstarts. You know, I mean, the Cowboys are only recently starting to get a little bit of regard and a little bit of play in that conversation. The Packers have been there all year long, and when they got off to that slow start, everybody was wondering what was wrong with them. You know, when the Cowboys started their season, it was just like, well, okay, nice little buddy, you won a couple games.
Yeah, and I just feel that, I know offense is sexy and all, but I do feel that the running game and defense will, in the end, be the thing that controls the outcome of the game, and I lean toward the Cowboys.
It always is, Corby,
it's
with
so
this team.
Funny to
it
look at
always is
to look at the NFC North and see Green Bay at 486 points, second in their division. 321.
God, that's incredible.
Dude,
that's incredible.
Ridiculous.
Yeah, it's a ridiculously prolific offense, and it's going to be a load for the Cowboy defense. It may be one of those games and that the Cowboys may have to do a little bit more throwing it around than they'd like to, especially if things go wrong early. Maybe there are a couple of turnovers or something like that, and the Packers jump out to a lead.
Yeah.
But Cowboy fans should be very confident. If the game plays out as normal and the Cowboys do what they do well, they will win. All right, up next, let's get our pro football predictions out and see how we did.
Hi, this is Norm Hitzkus. What a treat we have for you tomorrow at 10:35 on our show, Roger Staubach, about this Cowboy team and memories of the Ice Bowl in Green Bay. Be here 10 to 12 tomorrow on The Ticket.
The Ticket doesn't just have a sandbox and swing set in our own backyard. There's a football stadium out there, too. And college football's first ever national championship playoff game is happening Monday night. It's the upstart Ohio State Buckeyes versus the high-flying Ducks of Oregon. Hang out with a Ticket, and we'll let you through the fence so you'll have a front-row seat for the CFP. Brought to you by the McAllen Single Malt Scotch and Sports Radio 1310 and 96.7 FM, The Ticket.
All right, mattress hunters, I cannot stress enough how much you need to check out Sleep Experts and what they have to offer. If you're not getting good sleep, if maybe you've been looking for a mattress for a while and looking for the right price, you know what? Find something that fits you. Don't worry about the price in as much as you do finding one that actually fits the way that you sleep and the way that your body is. And that's where Sleep Experts comes into play with their Expert Match system. It's simple. You go to a Sleep Experts and the system analyzes your body while you're awake to determine the support level you need while you're sleeping. All you have to do is enter a couple of measurements and sleeping preferences on the touchscreen, then lie on the mattress system. It takes 18 measurements in just a couple of minutes, and then it compiles a personalized list of the mattresses that meet your support needs. And then all you got to do is lay on a couple of these things that the computer spits out, and then presto, you have found the mattress that fits you, like your pants do, like your shoes do, like your shirts do. Why not do so? You're on the damn bed for 8 hours every single night, 1/3 of your life. Make sure you lay on something that's comfortable and that fits your body, okay? All right, so head to Sleep Experts. If you don't know where one is, go to sleepexperts.com for more details and to find that one near you. And the expert match system, this stuff really does work. The wife and I did this a few months ago, and our mattress is perfect for us. It can be for you, too, with Sleep Experts.
Really? No way. Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams, here to get craft beer drinkers' reaction as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
Think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams! Like,
I was going to say Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty.
It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Boston beer from Boston, Massachusetts.
Canada's largest retailer of exercise and fitness equipment has now made its way to the U.S., and they've chosen Dallas, Texas to set up their first American store.
Fitness Depot.
Fitness Depot is now celebrating the grand opening of their first warehouse store. Scorching hot prices right now on the biggest selection of quality exercise and fitness equipment. Fitness Depot offers the guaranteed lowest prices in the industry. Finally building that garage or home gym? Outfitting your CrossFit box, school gym, boxing or MMA club. Boot camp, yoga studio at Fitness Depot, you'll find everything you need at the lowest prices. Kettlebells, dumbbells, and bumper plates. Only a dollar per pound. Tons in stock. Treadmills and bikes. Slam balls, battle ropes, pull-up rigs, punching bags, weightlifting benches, cages, barbells, the list goes on. Shop Fitness Depot's warehouse location at 8918 Governor's Row in Dallas. Or visit fitnessdepot.ca. That's fitnessdepot.ca.
CA?
For competition annihilated.
Fitness Depot for all your fitness and exercise needs.
Now that the haze of holiday lights, eggnog, and jingle bell music has finally cleared, reality sets in. Yes, your credit card bill has just arrived, and it's, oh my gosh, five pages. What now? Hi, this is Sharon Moore, President and CEO of City Credit Union, with your Dollars and Cents Minute. This year, don't let debt get the upper hand. Beat down your debt with help from City Credit Union. Getting started is easy. First, calculate how much you owe. Next, prioritize your bills and start paying them off one at a time. Paying off high-interest credit cards first will save you money in the long run. Paying off debt can seem overwhelming, which is why City Credit Union is here to help. With our low-rate credit cards and home equity loans, we can consolidate your debt into one easy, low monthly payment. Plus, our financial experts will work with you to pay off your debt completely. For more information, visit us at citycu.org. That's citycu.org. City Credit Union, making the difference one member at a time.
Loans subject to credit approval. Certain restrictions apply. See Credit Union for details. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey, it's the Musers with some exciting news from our friends at D&M Leasing. Due to the huge growth at D&M Leasing, they are excited to announce their new office in Fort Worth.
And that's not all. At D&M, they didn't forget about you Android users. It's the D&M Leasing app, now available for Android devices. You can search the lease return inventory. You can set alerts for the exact car of your dreams. And remember, D&M Leasing is the only place you can get the easy lease.
No down payment, no early termination fees or penalties, payments 40 to 50% lower than buying a vehicle, your new vehicle delivered to your home or office, and if you have equity in your trade, D&M Leasing will cut you a check.
So call D&M Leasing today, any local area code, then 35LEASE, that's 35LEASE, or go online, dmautoleasing.com. That call is free, but not calling could cost you thousands.
We make leasing easy at D&M.
The new Gas Monkey Live, your brand new, state-of-the-art, 38,000 square foot live music mecca in Dallas. Seating up to 2,500 people with amazing sound, multiple full bars, and a huge patio to chill on. New Jersey punk rockers The Bouncing Souls blow into the all-new Gas Monkey Live like a pogo punk hurricane, Saturday, January 24th. It's an all-ages show with special guests Masked Intruder and Broken Gold, covering all subject matter through their explosive brand of punk rock songs. The band's latest release, Comet, is a new artistic high for the band. Tickets are on sale now at Ticketfly.com. And don't miss these great shows coming soon to the Gas Monkey Live. Tech 9, December 12th. Opeth, December 13th. Down, December 20th. And Pennywise on January 9th. For more info, go to GasMonkeyLive.com.
Wanna go?
Of course you do.
Google Gas Monkey Live and figure out how to get there from where you are.
Or go to 10110 Technology Boulevard in Dallas.
With free parking on site.
It's Gas Monkey Live.
Stick it up your tailpipe.
New trouble in Dallas County. This report is service of CrestCars.com. 35E northbound at Victory Plaza. An accident takes away the three right lanes. Traffic is crawling from I-30. LBJ eastbound at Plano Road. That crash was cleared from the HOV in left lanes. However, traffic is still extra heavy and slow from 75. Denton County, 35E northbound at Frankford. No right lane from an accident. Traffic is bumper to bumper from Walnut Hill. And Collin County, northbound 75, just after FM 543. An accident blocks the right lane. Solid backup from El Dorado Parkway. I'm Becca with the ticket. Stick it up your tailpipe traffic.
I'm Ty Walker. Something Tony Romo says will not matter this weekend. Next on the Ticket Ticker.
If you've been looking for a place that has great food and it's a great place to watch sports, don't look anymore. Go to Flip's Patio Grill in Fort Worth. See the games on one of the large 4K TVs or the 14-foot ultra-high-def Jumbotron. Have a cold one on one of their two full-size bars. And the food, it's so fresh, they even make their own bread daily. P1's in Tarrant County. Visit Flip's Patio Grill in Fort Worth. 6613 Fossil Bluff at 35. Or the original Flip's in Grapevine.
Sports news first, guaranteed.
Ticket Ticker!
Cowboys prepping for the frozen tundra of Lambeau Field. Divisional round of the playoffs against the Packers Sunday in Green Bay. This ticker brought to you by PM Stanley Motor Cars. Packers finished 8-0 at home during the regular season. The Cowboys 8-0 on the road during the regular season. But quarterback Tony Romo says that will not matter this weekend.
I don't think anything that happens before this necessarily is going to help you when you're on the field on Sunday. I think what matters is if you do the things that you've done before, but you got to still go do it. We feel confident whenever we step on the football field, whether it's at home or on the road.
Anthony Hitchens, Rolando McClain, Jeremy Mincy all doing rehab work at practice today. Former FBI Director Robert Mueller says his investigation found no evidence the NFL saw that elevator video of Ray Rice striking his then-fiance before the tape was released in September. Mueller's report did, however, say the league should have conducted a more thorough investigation of the incident before issuing the initial two-game suspension to Rice. Dallas Stars hockey on the ticket tonight. They are in Nashville to play the Predators. Third meeting of the year between these clubs. Nashville winning the first two meetings. The puck will drop at 7 here on the ticket. That is the Ticket Ticker. Service of Texas Land and Cattle. Bad Radio and the Hardline broadcasting live Monday from Texas Land and Cattle in Arlington on Copeland Road, hard by the stadium. As they get you ready for the championship game, the ticket there from noon well into the game. Stop by for $5 burgers, $2 drafts, and more. Our next ticker at 5:50. I'm Ty Walker, reminding the P1s to be one. Tune us in, turn it up, keep it on. Sports Radio 1310 and 96.7 FM, the ticket.
The Stars are in Music City to play the Predators tonight. Face off at 7 after the Hard Line. Brought to you by Rush, Truck Centers, Low T Center, and Sports Radio 1310 and 96.7 FM, the ticket.
Now they tell us, or a great man once did, that movie watching is a sport. We're going to talk a little film here in just a little bit. What we're going to do right now, though, is we have our preseason football predictions here right in front of us. And we are going to take a look at these and see how we fared here. Where would you like to start, Corby?
I would like to start with your NFC East and Dallas Cowboys. I would love to hear exactly what you thought, because we both picked our specific records for the Cowboys and where we thought they would finish in the NFC East.
Mm-hmm. My specific record for the Cowboys was 7-9. And I thought they would finish third in the NFC East. Ahead of the hated Redskins, behind the dreaded and feared Philadelphia Eagles, whom I had winning the NFC East, and also behind the New York Football Giants.
I had.
Did you have more faith than that?
No, I had them at 6-10. God,
I mean, there was no reason. Look. There was no reason to think otherwise.
I know. It's just so weird to look back at that and just see how down we all were.
Yeah, and what kills me about it is there was something going on in training camp that somebody should have seen, and we didn't.
What?
I don't know.
You had a quarterback that couldn't play, that missed damn near every practice?
I don't know, but there was something strong being built. And nobody picked up on it.
You had them losing every preseason game, which means nothing now. But you remember the talk and the stats of, oh, the teams that lose all their preseason games, they never do anything.
Well,
Yeah. I had him at 6-10, finishing in a tie with Washington for last place. I had Philly winning the division handily over the New York Giants.
So we had about the same thing there.
Everyone did.
Yeah.
Everyone had Philly winning this division going away.
All right, just for fun, let's go to the North next.
Okay. I had Green Bay, Detroit, Chicago, and Minnesota.
All right, now over here, I am a well-known sucker for Detroit.
I know.
In fact, when Alexis was here, she being a Detroiter, she would hear this, hear us do this every year. And I would have Detroit way, way overblown, and she would just come in here laughing at me and shaking her head.
She knew
are
that you were
crazy.
Just, she knew you were just trying to get in her pants.
Have a hot Carl.
I had the Packers. I had the Chicago Bears second, Detroit. I didn't fall for it this year. And Minnesota.
Remember you told me that Mark Trestman was going to revolutionize this league?
Yeah, I did. I was real high on that cat.
Yeah, it hurts to miss that one.
Yeah,
it's okay, because I'm about to miss one out of this park.
Which one, buddy?
Oh, in the NFC South.
Is this the one that I keep bringing up all year long?
Where I had Atlanta winning the division with Tampa Bay finishing second. Not only finishing second, but making the playoffs.
Uh-huh. And are they going to, what pick are they going to get in the draft?
Shut up. Then New Orleans, and then Carolina.
You went in the wrong direction.
What did I ever, man?
Well, you had New Orleans finishing third. Isn't that where they finished?
I don't know. I just know that Carolina won the division, and Tampa Bay may as well not even been in the NFL this year.
I had the Saints, Atlanta, Tampa Bay, and Carolina. So, yeah.
You know what? The division was so crappy, it's not even fair to...
Any one of those things could have happened.
Like, if you would have asked me what Carolina's record would have been, I probably would have told you, oh, I don't know, around 7-9. That won the division!
Yeah. What about the West?
The West, Seattle, Arizona, San Francisco.
All
so
right.
I did
yeah.
pretty solid there.
You nailed that.
And then St. Louis.
I had Seattle, the 49ers, the Cardinals, and the Rams. So I had Philadelphia, the Packers, the Saints, and Seattle coming out of this thing, and my wild cards were the 49ers and the Bears.
God, you're dumb. I had Philly, Green Bay, Atlanta, and Seattle winning. So it's 2-4. Then I had Tampa Bay. So awful. And Arizona coming out.
Yeah. Yeah. My offensive player of the year was LeSean McCoy. My defensive player of the year, Richard Sherman. The coach of the year, Chip Kelly. And the rookie of the year, Brandon Cooks. And I had Philadelphia coming out of this thing.
Starting at the top, I had Seattle coming out, so that's a distinct possibility. Mike Smith, who is no longer in the NFL, was my coach of the year.
He doesn't have a job.
No, he does not work in the league.
Mm-mm.
And yet,
but he's
going
to win coach of the year.
I had him winning awards.
Yeah, I'd laugh, but my time's coming here.
My rookie, Mike Evans. I was really high on Tampa Bay. That may happen.
Hey, that may happen.
Who's his? Is Zach Martin the biggest competition that he has, maybe?
Beckham.
Oh, Odell Beckham.
Yeah. OBJ.
Yeah. Russell Wilson was my player of the year. Why can't I find my defensive guy? Defensive player. Oh, I had Luke Kuechly.
Okay. Good call there.
Yeah.
All right, to the AFC. Let's start in the East. Who'd you have there?
New England.
Mm-hmm.
And as I said, I'm going to continue to pick them. I said this was going to be my last year, but now it's not going to be my last year. I think I've picked them every year since 2002, which is remarkable.
Mm-hmm.
And then I had Miami, the Jets, and Buffalo. Wasn't a big believer in Buffalo.
Okay. I had the Patriots. I had the Jets finishing second.
Why?
I don't know.
I mean, you know what? Why do I even ask you that? I mean,
I don't know.
This is just an exercise in slapping giant wieners in each other's faces.
It's an exercise in stuff you can't possibly defend now.
No.
Buffalo third and Miami fourth. In the North, who'd you have?
I had Cincinnati. And I remember specifically saying there is no way that Pittsburgh makes the playoffs and they end up winning the division. I had Baltimore finishing second, then Pittsburgh, and then Cleveland.
I had Pittsburgh first, Cincinnati second, Baltimore, and Cleveland. Mm. In the South?
This was the easy one. I think everybody had the exact order of this. Indy, Houston, Tennessee, Jacksonville, or flip one of those two.
Not me.
What'd you have?
Well, I had the Colts winning it.
Oh, you had Tennessee, didn't you?
Yeah, I did.
You had the worst team in the league?
Yes, I had them finishing second. They are my Tampa Bay.
I remember you, and I asked you about this, and didn't you say that you thought that Zach Mettenberger was going
to
turn
the league? We'll get to this.
Okay.
Hold your horses, pal.
I had Houston third, Jacksonville fourth. Stupid. The West?
Denver, KC, San Diego, Oakland.
I had the San Diego Superchargers winning this, Denver second, Kansas City third, and the Greatness fourth.
Well, at least you didn't pick the Raiders to win like you have the last 7 years in a row.
I don't think I've done it the last 7 years in a row. My offensive player of the year was Phillip Rivers. My defensive player, J.J. Watt. The coach, Mike McCoy. And the rookie of the year was Zach Mettenberger.
I knew it!
Who'd you have coming out?
Winners were Patriots, Steelers, Colts, Chargers, and my wild cards were Cincinnati and Denver.
I had
San Diego coming out.
That's right. I knew that.
Damn. That's right. The Chargers were
going to... He loves the Chargers. Loves them.
Yeah, the Chargers in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I did. I knew it was going to take some luck with injuries, which they didn't have. But I looked at that team, and I saw a team that looked ready to win. With a young veteran quarterback...
Mm-hmm.
Playing at the top of his game, several other skill position guys playing at the at or near the top of their game. He had enough weapons there to work with, but they couldn't find a running back after Ryan Matthews got hurt, and they went through five centers this year.
Damn.
In addition to numerous other offensive line injuries. That more than anything else was what killed them. But even if that I had all that stuff, I don't know that they were good enough.
I had New England, Cincinnati, Indianapolis, and Denver. And my wild cards were Baltimore and Houston. Boy, I was expecting a big bounce back. Well, I had Mike McCoy winning Coach of the Year.
Mm-hmm.
And Jadeveon Clowney is rookie.
Mm-hmm.
That didn't really work out. And I had, what's left?
Offensive and defensive.
Oh, yeah. J.J. Watt and Peyton Manning.
Okay.
And then I had Indy coming out. Seattle and Indy in the Super Bowl. Was Seattle winning?
I had the dreaded and feared Philadelphia Eagles and the San Diego Superchargers in the Super Bowl.
No!
With the Eagles winning. So screw me. Mike. Screw us.
We're
but
terrible.
Never let it be said. We won't take this stuff out and let you look at it.
That's true.
All right, up next. Movie watching is a sport?
It is.
Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Hey, P1s, it's T.C. Fleming, and right now I'm headed to Academy Sports and Outdoors in Garland. I'll be getting there around 6 and hanging out until 8. There from 7 until 8 is Tyson Chandler of the Mavericks, and he'll be giving out autographs. So it's definitely a great reason to come out to see me, see him, talk to some ticket chicks, and do fun things at Academy Sports and Outdoors in Garland.
In 2014, Rodney Anderson helped a good number of P1s improve their financial scenes, and he's ready to help you in 2015. If you're planning on buying a home this year or refinancing the one you're in now, listen up. Rodney is a good guy to have on your side. The great thing about Rodney is, you know, you got to be ready and you got to be able to work fast, and he can help you do both of those things. And the really neat thing about Rodney is he'll do whatever he tells you he will do for you. He's not one of these guys who's going to tell you he can do things and then all of a sudden, for whatever reason, he can. His phone number is 1-800-EXPRESS. Call him there or visit RodneyAnderson.com. He does recommend pre-qualifying before you start looking for your home, so why not call him to get pre-qualified? It can be done in as little as 5 minutes. Now, if you're looking for that refinance but you're afraid that you've missed out on your opportunity, you definitely have not. Take 5 minutes to call Rodney at 1-800-EXPRESS and see how much money you can save by refinancing. But before you make any decisions either way about this, financing, refinancing, whatever, you need to talk to the experts at Rodney Anderson. You will be glad you did. So call him at 1-800-EXPRESS or go to RodneyAnderson.com. Rodney and his team will be there until 7 o'clock tonight. And on Saturday, they are there from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. So give them a call, 1-800-EXPRESS, and you tell Rodney you heard it from me.
Supreme Lending is an equal housing lender. NMLS number 196730. 4975 Preston Park Boulevard, Suite 800, Plano, Texas.
Meet Tyson Chandler this Thursday at Academy Sports and Outdoors in Garland from 7.
Be a part of the College Football Playoff National Championship Weekend. Experience the AT&T Playoff Playlist Live at the American Airlines Center January 10th and 11th. On Saturday, January 10th, Lenny Kravitz will headline. Then Sunday, January 11th, don't miss music legend Sting. Single day tickets start at just $30 and combo tickets start at just $46. Buy and sell tickets the approved way. Go to Ticketmaster.com/collegefootballplayoff. The AT&T Playoff Playlist Live is brought to you in part by Allstate, Capital One, and Chick-fil-A.
Hey guys, Corby here. There's a lot of people talking about testosterone lately, but you need to do your homework and make sure you go to someone you know you can trust and who knows testosterone therapy. I went to the Low T Center, got my numbers checked, and they are the experts in their field, and their services are covered by most health insurance companies. So get your levels checked at Low T Center today and call them, 817-442-5698. That's 817-442-LOW-T or go to lowtcenter.com.
You search the web every day. Now get rewarded for it. Join Bing Rewards for free and enter for a chance to win a $500 Nordstrom gift card, a Microsoft Band fitness tracker, or other great prizes. Open your player and click the banner to learn more. With Bing Rewards, you earn credits for searching with Bing. Redeem them for popular gift cards like Amazon, Starbucks, and GameStop. Enter sweepstakes or even donate them to charity. Click on the banner or go to bingrewards.com to join, search, and win with Bing.
How about them boys? The Granada Theater and Duke 214 are teaming up to host a Cowboys versus Packers watch party this Sunday. Doors open at 11 a.m. and the kitchen will be open. This party is free to attend, so come scream as loud as you possibly can as Dez, DeMarco, and our boys continue the climb to sweet football glory. The Cowboys are in the playoffs, and the Granada Theater always hosts the ultimate Cowboys watch party. Bring your friends and family and grab a seat at the free Cowboys watch party this Sunday afternoon as the Cowboys take on the Packers on the biggest screen in town in concert surround sound, all at the Granada Theater. For more info on the Cowboys free watch party and other upcoming concerts and events at the Granada Theater, go to GranadaTheater.com. That's GranadaTheater.com.
Get $100 off the 21-day body makeover program now.
Listen up. This is not a paid advertisement. I'm a real guy with a real story. After George's 21-day detox program, I lost 19 pounds. My overall cholesterol went from 200 to 132. My digestive issues improved, and I feel the best I have in 10 years. Trust me, George's 21-day program worked for me. It could work for you. Give it a try. You will not regret it.
Visit 21daybodymakeover.com. That's 21daybodymakeover.com.
It's time to drop the Whirly Ball. For corporate events, team building, and private parties, Whirly Ball in Plano and the Mid-Cities is electric fun. Test your skills on the arcade games. Zip around in your Whirly Bug for a Whirly Ball competition. Or play the most affordable laser tag in the city. Whirly Ball. It's electric fun. Learn more at whirlyball.info. That's whirlyball.info. Test your skills.
Test your skills.
And score big at Whirly Ball.
Big delays in Dallas County. This report is service of CrestCars.com. 35E northbound at Victory Plaza. An accident takes away the three right lanes. Traffic is crawling from I-30. Northbound on the Dallas North Tollway at Trinity Mills. No right lane from a crash. LBJ is where things get heavy. Denton County, 35E northbound at Frankford. Your right lane is down from a crash. Traffic is bumper to bumper from Walnut Hill. Collin County, northbound 75, just after FM 543. An accident blocks the right lane. Solid backup from El Dorado Parkway. I'm Becca with the ticket. Stick it up your tailpipe traffic.
I'm Ty Walker. This cowboy thinks that Green Bay weather's being overblown next on the Ticket Ticker.
Roku, maker of America's favorite streaming players, has me-time entertainment for everyone. Roku players offer more than 2,000 free rental and subscription channels featuring movies, TV, fitness, sports, and, of course, music. For a limited time, buy and activate a new Roku player and get audio unlimited for the first 2 months free. Listen to 30 million songs on demand, playlists, and thousands of stations. Visit roku.com/RDIO for this special offer. That's roku.com/RDIO. Available to new RDIO subscribers. Monthly subscription fees apply after the free trial period.
When we say sports, you say now. Ticket Ticker.
The Cowboys-Packers divisional round game Sunday in Green Bay is not going to be as cold as the Ice Bowl, but it will be pretty chilly. This ticker brought to you by the Low T Center and Bass Pro Shops. Current forecast calls for a high temperature of 22 in Green Bay Sunday. Cowboys center Travis Frederick, who is from Wisconsin, says the weather situation a bit overblown.
It is what it is. The sidelines are heated on both sides. You know, they're not going to, Green Bay's not going to go and not heat their sidelines or heat their benches. So, I mean, we're facing the same conditions as the other team. So it's not like anybody's more prepared than anybody else.
Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers returned to their practice today. He's been dealing with a calf injury. The report into the NFL's investigation of the Ray Rice matter says there's no evidence the league ever received the video showing Rice hitting his then-fiancée before it appeared online in September. Former FBI Director Robert Mueller released the results of his investigation today, saying the NFL should have investigated more thoroughly before it initially handed down punishment. In Nashville this evening, it's the Stars skating with the Nashville Predators. Dallas has lost their last two, still, though, collecting points in 9 of the last 11 and 5 points back of a wild card spot. Ralph and Razor with play-by-play at 7 here on the Ticket. That is the Ticket Ticker service of CrestCars.com. Proud to bring you the Ticket Stick It Up Your Tailpipe traffic with Becca every weekday morning and afternoon. CrestCars.com is Crest Cadillac, Crest Infiniti, and Crest Nissan. CrestCars.com is driving excellence for you. Our next ticker at 610. I'm Ty Walker, reminding the P1s to be one. Tune us in, turn it up, keep it on. Sports Radio 1310 and 96.7 FM, The Ticket.
We've been talking Cowboys for 21 seasons. Some stations only go back as far as the Jason Garrett era. This is the place for Cowboys talk. Sports Radio 1310 and 96.7 FM, The Ticket.
We'll have community quick hits coming up here in just a bit.
Yes, stay tuned.
Stand by for that, and be by the channel tomorrow at 8:55 when the Musers will visit with Daryl Razor Ray, as they do every week. All right, so dry dock rolls around every year, and I for one, usually binge on movies.
You let me down this year.
Yeah, it was not like it normally is.
In your 37 days off, you didn't take advantage of it.
And I saw three.
Okay.
Now, I wanted to see more. There are a couple that I wanted to see that are out right now that I didn't get around to.
Well, the Golden Globes are this Sunday, and of the, I don't know how many they nominate, 10, it seems like?
A bunch.
For Best Picture?
Mm-hmm.
I believe we have covered at least a handful, because you have seen Unbroken, you've seen Whiplash, and you saw
Foxcatcher. Yeah.
Yes. And I have seen Birdman and American Sniper.
Yeah, those are both others that I wanted to see and didn't.
And you have seen American Sniper.
And Whiplash.
And Whiplash.
And Brawbusters 4.
Yes. Busty Cops 3.
Mm-hmm.
Boffo.
Beverly Boffo.
So let's start with Brawbusters 4.
Brawbusters.
How does it compare to 3, first of all?
You know, a little high-minded?
They really bounced back after 3, so to speak. Oh, seriously, folks.
All right, so the one movie that I really, really want to see is Foxcatcher. That's next on the list, and there's no doubt.
It's really, really good, but get ready for Steve Carell as you have never seen him before.
Awesome.
I love when they do that.
Yes. Okay, so this is a true...
Like Robin Williams in 1 Hour Photo.
Yes.
You know?
Right. This is a true story.
Yeah.
About a wrestling incident, not pro wrestling, but...
Damn it.
Amateur wrestling event that went horribly wrong
right.
in the 80s.
This is about, you know, the kind of wrestling they get into as they make their way up toward the Olympics.
Right.
And it stars Steve Carell as John DuPont of the DuPont
Fortune
family, the DuPont Fortune. And he is a big fan of wrestling, fancies himself as an actual wrestling coach. In this,
mm-hmm.
He's got a big old prosthetic nose and is, again, we all know how we think of this guy, and he flips the script totally.
He had to sell the director that he could do this, and because the director's like, dude, you're the 40-year-old virgin. You're the office guy. Mm-hmm. And he had to go in there and literally sell him, and they said the minute he left, they're like, that's our guy. Dude's talented, man.
Yep, he really is.
So the two guys, Channing Tatum,
yeah,
plays one of the brothers,
mm-hmm.
and then Mark Ruffalo is the
yes.
other one.
Yes, both very good, especially Mark Ruffalo, a very underrated actor,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah, very solid.
But this is really strong, and the thing that I left thinking is, man, why didn't this story make more news at the time than it did?
Did one of them go to OU?
Maybe. I don't remember anything being said about that in the movie, but
maybe not.
But
yeah, it's a murder mystery and
yeah, because John DuPont freaks out and this is kind of a spoiler, but he winds up killing one of the brothers.
Yeah, yeah. But it's good.
Yeah,
like Best Picture good.
Yeah, it's got a lot of Best Picture qualities in it. I think it's something I really think you would enjoy.
Yeah, I can't wait to see it. All right, so Danny and I saw American Sniper, and I really liked it. You're not a fan of Clint Eastwood.
I don't like the way he directs films.
A lot of people don't.
See, I do.
I think he sugarcoats things. I think he makes them too palatable for the general public. I think a lot of it's ham-fisted. I think a lot of it is old man. I think a lot of his stuff lacks edge. I'm just not a fan.
But...
This is one of those stories that you're going to really have to go out of your way to screw it up. And
did he?
No, he didn't. It's a little Hollywooded out at times. There's some...
The problem is, though, with that is that it's... Which we'll get to Unbroken here in a minute, which is the same thing. I haven't read the book American Sniper.
And I haven't either.
I really want to because, you know, who knows how much of that is dead true coming straight out of the book. You know?
Mm-hmm.
And it's Hollywooded up in a way that it's not too, you know,
it's not too antiseptic and homogenized. But the thing is I really wanted to see a war movie like The Hurt Locker.
Yeah, dude.
And that to me that was real tension. This stuff seemed a little fabricated.
But how do you know? Again, I mean
you can just tell. Like look, that whole thread between him versus the other sniper and how that became like a personal thing. I mean, maybe that was that way,
true?
But I thought that was so overplayed, man.
Well,
there
dude,
was so much
been...
more to this guy's story than that, I would think.
I know, but that may have been like one of the, and I'm sure we'll get a million tweets on this from people that have read the book. That may have been a huge part of the book. The fact that he had this counterpart sniper
mm-hmm.
that was trying to, you know, that was as well known as he was. I guess I didn't realize what a legend he was within the military at the time. Chris Kyle, we're talking, he played Chris Kyle.
He wasn't just a sniper. I mean, that guy, I did like the fact that they focused that this guy was essentially addicted to war. He loved war. He loved being in the S. He loved protecting his buddies.
And he couldn't be a normal guy at home.
No, he couldn't.
And I like that. See, I thought Eastwood did a great job of depicting how hard it is for a guy like that, a SEAL, a guy that's addicted to war, that comes home and just, he's not there.
Yeah.
He's miserable at home because all he wants to do is be over there helping people.
Yeah.
And fighting.
And the fact that he got started so late.
Yeah, he was 30 when he went into the SEALs.
Yeah, 30 years old. And they make fun of him being the old man and in training. And some of that training stuff is pretty incredible, too. Like those guys have to go through to get in.
Yeah, oh, God, dude. Man. It's crazy. And that's not even the half of it.
But Bradley Cooper was excellent. He did a really, really good job.
Sienna Miller's good, too, as his wife.
She's great.
Yeah. It's good, man.
I think it's a damn good film.
It's well worth whatever accolades it gets. And plus
my expectations were through the roof, though. Really, really high.
Dude, it's the story of Chris Kyle, you know, and they don't spend too much time on what happened at the end because it's...
You don't need to.
No, it's not worth it. No. It's not worth anything to glorify that monkey's ass that ended up shooting him. But it's solid.
Only one Hurt Locker, though.
Yeah, dude, you're never going to replicate what Hurt Locker did.
Can't believe that thing won.
A lot of people didn't even like
the best
Hurt
picture.
Locker.
I think most people didn't like Hurt Locker.
Yeah. All right. I want to hear about Unbroken from you. Because I have the same opinions about Unbroken that I do American Sniper, and that it's based on the book. And she has said over and over, everything that is in that movie is ripped straight from the book. Now, how it's actually depicted, that's a different thing.
Okay, well, I've not read the book yet. You guys have. So your take on this may be a lot different from mine. It's a great story.
Yes, the story, real quick, before you go on, the book could have been written by anybody. The book could have been written by Sean Bass telling this guy's story, and it would have been a great book.
Yeah.
You don't need to be a fantastic writer to tell the story of this man.
Now, the research
she did is
incredible.
Absolutely. But as far as telling about this man's life, that's all you need to know.
True story, Louis Zamperini. Olympian, runner, yes. War hero.
Died just a few weeks ago.
Yeah. And he basically, long story short, plane went down in the Pacific during the war, survived 47 days at sea, was found by a Japanese boat, put in prison camp after prison camp after prison camp, and the brutality that he faces, especially at the hands of one man, is otherworldly.
Now, the guy who plays that one man is really, really good.
Was it George Takei?
No. He's I think I've told you guys this. That guy is the biggest pop star in Japan.
Really?
He's the Bono of Japan.
Well, he has only one name, or he goes by only one name.
Yes. Yeah, he's huge over there.
Ichiro or something like that.
Is it Buno?
But Angelina Jolie directed it, and a lot of people were worried that she couldn't handle this.
Well, first of all, she stamped a PG-13 on it because she wanted everybody to be able to see it, which I think is just stupid.
Yeah. All right, let me hear Mike.
It didn't do much for me. The story's great, but I didn't like her directing at all. I didn't like the way she told the story. It was, I think it has cured me of wanting to make a beeline for the Hollywood blockbuster. I mean, I really didn't care for this much at all.
It's made for everybody,
yeah,
isn't it?
It is.
Is it super Disney-fied?
The scenes and the things that happened to Louis are horrible. But beyond that, the movie totally lacks any kind of edge. I did kind of dig the war scenes where they're flying around through the air, getting shot at and shooting at other airplanes and stuff like that. That was pretty scary. But the rest of it, I don't know.
It's one of those.
It felt kind of flat for me.
The story is so unbelievable. Holy crap. Look who just walked in.
Good Lord. Is he coming in to save this thing?
I think Let's so. Hope. I think he is.
I thought I saw him walk down the hall.
That's old Bruce Gilbert, who's back
I was seeing a ghost.
Back in the Cumulus fold. Hi, Bruce. It's great to work for you again.
Get in here and tell us what we're doing wrong.
Send out memos.
We've got Cat for that.
Consult. Come on, do something. Consult. Program. Whatever.
But, dude, it's the story is so crazy, and the book is so, so good that it can never live up to those standards. And that's the problem with great books. It always has been.
I think it could have if it was put in the right hands.
Yeah, I kind of think so, too. Now, I've not read the book again, but...
Well, what you
did
saw
you like
on...
did you like the Christian Bale POW film? Didn't you think that had some
yeah,
edge
the one that Baron
it?
Davis produced. Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Great film. Really, really good, mm-hmm. strong war film that had edge. It was compelling. It's a fantastic story. You felt like you were there. You didn't feel like it was overly glossy.
Yeah.
See, somebody like that could have handled this story a lot better.
This story is so incredible that you can't do anything but make it a blockbuster. Because as I've said to you guys,
Pearl Harbor is a great story.
It would stand on its own, though.
And that movie was horrible.
Oh, yeah, true.
I mean, there is no reason to dress this up in some of the ways that it was.
Okay, I need to see it.
I'm going to go see it just because I
love
the book.
I'm so in love with it that I need to go see it. All right.
Whiplash.
Yeah, Whiplash.
Loved it, man.
Did you really?
Loved it. I did.
Boy, if that doesn't define what an independent film is, I don't know what does.
Yeah.
Because that's about as niche-y as you can get.
And a whole lot of you guys told me that I would love this, and you know me very well.
It's the movie about the...
About a music school, in a New York music school, a very elite music school, which attracts elite students. And J.K. Simmons, who is the guy on the Farmers Insurance commercials, and also was Schillinger in Oz, quite possibly the scariest character ever on television.
About the biggest son of a bitch I've seen on film in about 10 years.
Yes, he plays the head professor in this thing. And, man, he is a son of a bitch.
Hard driving?
Yeah.
Whoa, to say the least.
His whole theory on teaching is essentially he wants to be the guy that takes the elite talented person and pushes them even further so they become one of the greats, one of the legends. And he got this from, I believe it was a studio session that Charlie Parker was involved in before he was the Bird. And Philly Joe Jones was
doing a drummer.
was doing a session with him, and Bird ended up screwing up a part. It was a recording session, and he got so pissed that he flinged a cymbal at him, and it almost cut his head off.
Oh, jeez.
So anyway, Charlie Parker learned from that and came back a year later and did another session. I guess it was with Joe Jones, and ended up playing what J.K. Simmons' character described as the greatest solo in music history. And because of the abusive nature of pushing him to get better, he kind of takes on that role with his students.
And it's about one kid, though, mainly, right?
Yeah,
one.
It has to do more with one kid than any of the others. The kid is a drummer, and...
He's already a great drummer.
Yeah, he's a great drummer, and in the end, J.K. Simmons winds up liking him quite a bit. In fact, he likes him pretty much throughout, but he just drove him so hard, man.
I mean, there's mental abuse, psychological abuse, physical abuse.
I want to see it.
It's really good, cool, man. And it's got one of the funniest lines I've heard in a movie in a long time at the dinner table when his brother's talking about playing college football. And he starts making, and the musician starts making fun of him and says,
"Well, I don't want to hear it if it's funny."
Well, I'm kind of pot committed. Take your headphones off.
Go ahead.
And remember, he says, "Dude, it's D3." And he goes, "You come play with us." And he goes, "Four words which you'll never hear from the NFL."
Oh, dear. We got to go.
Yeah.
I do want to say this about, you know what? I'll talk about Birdman here in a little bit, but we have community quick hits. And
yes,
so,
we do. We do. And it's coming up.
Yeah.
Broadcasting live from the AutoNation.com mothership at Victory Park, this is The Ticket. KTCK AM Dallas-Fort Worth, KTCK FM Flower Mound, a Cumulus station.
Hold up, we the boys.
What a wild weekend for the Cowboys, and The Ticket is here talking about it.
This team has exceeded expectations.
The boys beat the Lions at the Death Star.
So we didn't have great belief that the defense could be that much better. And I think that is the major difference.
Up next, this Sunday afternoon, it's a date with the Packers on the frozen tundra of Lambeau Field.
It's just about the best offense in the league, and it's going to be hard to handle, but I think the Cowboys are up to this.
Cowboys countdown to kickoff begins at 9:30. Brought to you by Cohen Plumbing, LP Smart Side Trim and Siding, and Sports Radio 1310 and 96.7 FM, The Ticket.
PM Stanley Motor Cars, a truly unique and original car buying experience that all started with the Stanley family in 1944. And 70 years and three more generations later, PM Stanley Motor Cars continues the legendary family tradition right here in the Metroplex. At PM Stanley, you'll find an indoor showroom with hundreds of quality pre-owned vehicles in stock, all indoors. They've got everything in stock, from SUVs, sports cars, trucks, custom and lifted Jeeps, to their huge display of classic and impossible to find collector's cars, all right there on the showroom floor. They've also got the largest SUV inventory in the country, and those SUVs are loaded with the P1 package, which includes navigation, entertainment systems, chrome wheel upgrades, and chrome packages. And they've got the best extended warranty plans and the most competitive financing rates in the industry, starting at 1.7%. Visit the amazing showroom in Carrollton off of I-35E just north of Lunar Road, or check them out online at pmstanley.com.
Right now, buy new carpet at the Home Depot and the installation in your whole house is on the house, as in free. So let's cover more rooms with the same budget. Free installation will do wall-to-wall wonders with your wallet. Call 1-800-HOME-DEPOT or visit a local store to get started. Let's do this. New carpet, free installation. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid on basic installation through February 4th. Minimum $6.99 purchase of carpet. U.S. only. See store for details.
The new Gas Monkey Live, your brand new, state-of-the-art, 38,000-square-foot live music mecca in Dallas. Seating up to 2,500 people with amazing sound, multiple full bars, and a huge patio to chill on. New Jersey punk rockers The Bouncing Souls blow into the all-new Gas Monkey Live like a pogo punk hurricane, Saturday, January 24th. It's an all-ages show with special guests Masked Intruder and Broken Gold, covering all subject matter through their explosive brand of punk rock songs. The band's latest release, Comet, is a new artistic high for the band. Tickets are on sale now at Ticketfly.com. And don't miss these great shows coming soon to the Gas Monkey Live. Congos, January 29th. Good Riddance, January 31st. And Less Than Jake and Real Big Fish on February 7th. For more info, go to GasMonkeyLive.com.
Want
to
go?
Of course you do.
Google Gas Monkey Live and figure out how to get there from where you are.
Or go to 10110 Technology Boulevard in Dallas.
With free parking on site.
It's Gas Monkey Live.
How about them boys? The Granada Theater and Dude 214 are teaming up to host a Cowboys vs. Packers watch party this Sunday. Doors open at 11 a.m. and the kitchen will be open. This party is free to attend, so come scream as loud as you possibly can as Dez, DeMarco, and our boys continue the climb to sweet football glory. The Cowboys are in the playoffs, and the Granada Theater always hosts the Ultimate Cowboys Watch Party. Bring your friends and family and grab a seat at the free Cowboys Watch Party this Sunday afternoon as the Cowboys take on the Packers on the biggest screen in town in concert surround sound, all at the Granada Theater. For more info on the Cowboys Free Watch Party and other upcoming concerts and events at the Granada Theater, go to GranadaTheater.com. That's GranadaTheater.com.
You need a plumber ASAP, and in the Metroplex, there are plenty to choose from, but none of them are Cohen Plumbing. Here's just a few more of the many reasons to call Cohen Plumbing. First up, they show up prepared for any plumbing emergency. Their vans are ready for anything, and so are they. Cohen Plumbing is also environmentally conscious, which can actually reduce your future energy costs, and they'll be glad to explain how. They've got an excellent Better Business Bureau rating. You can genuinely trust Cohen Plumbing for all your plumbing needs. Online at Cohen, that's K-O-E-N, plumbing.com.
It's your game. Come play as part of the College Football Playoff National Championship Weekend. Experience Playoff Fan Central January 9th through the 11th at the K. Bailey Hutchison Convention Center. More than 500,000 square feet of family-friendly entertainment, including interactive games that will put you in the middle of the action. And don't miss Toby Keith, Lady Antebellum, Big and Rich, and Brett Eldridge on January 9th, live from the Playoff Fan Central at the CMT Ultimate Kickoff Party. Buy and sell tickets the approved way. Go to Ticketmaster.com/College Football Playoff.
Hey, it's the Musers with some exciting news from our friends at D&M Leasing. Due to the huge growth at D&M Leasing, they are excited to announce their new office in Fort Worth.
And that's not all. At D&M, they didn't forget about you Android users. It's the D&M Leasing app
Now available for Android devices. You can search the lease return inventory. You can set alerts for the exact car of your dreams. And remember, D&M Leasing is the only place you can get the easy lease.
No down payment, no early termination fees or penalties. Payments 40 to 50% lower than buying a vehicle. Your new vehicle delivered to your home or office. And if you have equity in your trade, D&M Leasing will cut you a check.
So call D&M Leasing today, any local area code, then 35LEASE, that's 35LEASE, or go online, dmautoleasing.com. That call is free, but not calling could cost you thousands.
We make leasing easy at D&M.
Here's an update for Dallas County. This report is service of CrestCars.com. 35E northbound at Victory Plaza. That wreck is in the clearing stages. Traffic still heavy and slow from I-30. Northbound on the Dallas North Tollway at Trinity Mills. Still no right lane from a crash. Traffic is jammed tight from Forest. LBJ eastbound at the Dallas North Tollway. A crash blocks the right lane. Solid backup from Luna. Denton County, 35E northbound at Frankfurt. Your right lane is taken away by a crash. Delays are from Walnut Hill. Traffic is brought to you by Texas Lottery. Play Mega Millions from the Texas Lottery, and a Mega Jackpot could be yours. Mega apply for a chance to increase your non-jackpot prizes up to $1 million. Get in the Mega Game today. I'm Becca with the ticket. Stick it up your tailpipe traffic.
I'm Ty Walker. The Packers head coach not worried about this player. Next on the Ticket Ticker.
Sports Radio 1310, the Ticket.
Hey there, ticket listener. It's T.C. Fleming, and I want to tell you about Academy Sports and Outdoors in Garland. They're at 4920 Garland Avenue, and I'm hanging out here right now. At 7 o'clock, Tyson Chandler will be showing up and signing autographs, so that's two great reasons to come out to Academy Sports and Outdoors. We'll be hanging out until 8 o'clock.
Force Ticket Sports News now.
Ticket Ticker!
Cowboys facing the Packers in the divisional round of the playoffs Sunday afternoon in Green Bay. This ticker brought to you by Eric Beal at DFWDivorce.com and Brad Thomas's Acme Brick Sports Biz. Packers welcoming back quarterback Aaron Rodgers to practice today. He's been sitting out with a left calf injury. Reports that he has a slight tear in the calf muscle. Green Bay head coach Mike McCarthy, though, says Rodgers will be ready to roll on Sunday.
Well, I mean, Aaron's totally into the game plan. He's taking all the reps in the walkthroughs, all the reps in our quick work, so... mentally, he's right on top of it.
Former FBI Director Robert Mueller releasing the results of his investigation into how the NFL handled the Ray Rice incident. In short, Mueller says he can find no evidence that the league received the video showing Rice hitting his then-fiancée in a casino elevator before it was published online in September. Dallas Stars versus the Nashville Predators tonight at the Bridgestone Arena. Head coach Lindy Ruff.
We know that they're having a heck of a year. Their goaltenders have been real good. You know, their top six have been going pretty well offensively for them. And they might have one of the best defensive pair with Yossi and Weber in the league, or right up there.
Coverage of Stars hockey beginning at 7 here on the Ticket. That is the Ticket Ticker. Service of Premier Gun Shows. Big Town is back. The Premier Gun Show going on this weekend at the Big Town Event Center in Mesquite. With over 700 tables, you can buy, sell, or trade. For more information, visit BigTownGunShow.com. Our next ticker at 6:30. I'm Ty Walker, reminding the P1s to be one. Tune us in, turn it up, keep it on. Sports Radio 1310 and 96.7 FM, The Ticket.
The Musers hold Peter in their proverbial hands. Every Tuesday morning at 6:55, it's Peter King, NFL insider from SI and NBC Sunday Night Football, only on Sports Radio 1310 and 96.7 FM, The Ticket.
Everybody likes community quick hits. Community quick hits. Community quick hits. Everybody likes community quick hits. Community quick hits. Community quick hits. Guitar.
Community quick hits. Brought to you by
Texas Nissan of Grapevine and Texas Land and Cattle.
Once again, here's Cobra.
Man, I totally remember doing this story a few years back because it's tough for this not to stick out. Oops. Where Harold Mickey Moore, back in 2007, was sentenced to 4 years in prison after his seventh DWI conviction. And I remember we were in an outrage, and I remember the guy's name was Harold Mickey Moore, because I found that to be odd.
Mm-hmm.
But 7 DWIs, this is in Trophy Club, and he only got 4 years in prison. And at that time, he was 59 years old, and the judge screamed at him in court, "You are not going to drink again, Mickey. You are not going to drink again." He ordered him to undergo alcohol treatment in prison, go through another program once he got out after 4 years. He had 10 years of probation to make sure that he remained on the radar once he was released, and the judge told him, as he ushered him out of the court, headed to jail, "The minute you get out of jail, I'm going to be watching you." So he gets out, and it turns out that Harold Mickey Moore was driving in Southlake. He plowed into the back of a car, stopped at a red light, pushing that vehicle to hit the car in front of him. Cops show up, and Harold Mickey Moore had a blood alcohol level of 0.27, more than three times the legal limit.
Yeah, some guys never learn.
DWI.
Number eight. How is he not in prison for 30 years?
Well, if convicted now, he faces up to 20 years in prison, which I can't imagine he's going to get anything less than 20 years in prison.
He's shown that he can't curb this appetite for the liquor.
Mm-hmm.
And the driving.
Yeah,
you can keep drinking all you want, but
just
hey,
ruin your own liver.
Drive bus or take Uber.
Right.
I drove bus.
Here is his excuse. He was very disappointed when who was this guy? Star Telegram writer. Went to visit him in jail. So he's bummed out on his latest charge, but he says, "The only thing I can tell you is I've got a sciatic nerve problem, and I take medication for it, and the medication wasn't working, and I tried to self-medicate to get away from the pain." Again, fine. Drink all you want. Just stay at home. Or does he got some old broad there that's like, "You will not have a drink in my house"?
Well, who knows?
Whatever the case, I mean, how dumb can you get? His first DWI was in 1992 over in Flower Mound. And he decided that after that one that he would really spread them out from city to city.
You want to share the love.
Colleyville.
It's like christening every room of the house.
Colleyville, Bedford, Fort Worth, North Richland Hills. A few of these DWIs were days apart. Wow.
Flower Mound.
Put his ass away, man.
I guess friends and family turned up at a couple of his court hearings. His daughter at one time was a TCU student. I wonder if I knew her. You know, I went to TCU.
Really? I went to TCU. I've lived in Dallas for a long time, and there have been hot women surrounding me for the last 20 years, really.
She testified that he never missed a ballet recital and made sure that she wanted for nothing growing up. And at that seventh DWI hearing, when he was sentenced to 4 years in jail, the daughter said, "He keeps saying he can never drink again and that our time together is so precious. I swear to God, Judge, I don't think my father will ever drink again. I'm not just saying that. I believe that with all my heart." Poor girl. You know? I don't call her the fool at all. Poor girl. To be snowed by some drunk old SOB.
No, it's your dad.
Yeah.
Sometimes, yeah, have a hard time seeing them for what they are.
Yeah. And boy, he was, in his most recent case, the eighth DWI, he was driving a Mercedes-Benz SUV. So the dude's got some dough. And when he ran into the car and the cops showed up, you know, they didn't know who he was at the time, but he refused to submit to a breath or blood test. And then he was taken to a Grapevine hospital and where he was required to give the blood sample.
He may not have to be rich. I mean, you can get a really good deal on a Mercedes at Park Place Motor Cars.
That's a great tie-in. And I say well played. Very well played. So, yeah, have fun the next 20 years of your life in jail. If, in fact, you make it that long, Harold, Mickey, and Maude Moore.
Harold Mickey, his parents named him.
Yeah, I think Mickey was the nickname.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't think his parents named him that, but whatever.
This would have been a better story if that was the middle name.
All right, so I'm going to tell you real quickly about Birdman as we went over our movie review list from the holiday season.
All right.
Birdman is the Michael Keaton vehicle. Have you guys read much about this?
I've heard testimony from peoples. I've heard Robert Wallant, Chris Wagner talk about it and some friends that have seen it, and I've gotten very mixed reviews.
It is one of the strangest movies you can ever see.
I've heard that it's a little too proud of itself.
It is acting at the highest level of acting, or we are led to believe that. It is about a man named Regan Thompson, who at one time in the early 90s was like the biggest movie star going because he had this superhero movie called Birdman, which had sequel after sequel. And Birdman was like Iron Man or Batman. It was huge.
Yeah.
But this man could not get out of the Birdman shadow, Michael Keaton. And so to get out of it, he has put together this play that is making its debut on Broadway. And it's about the build-up to this play. And it's basically his first shot at legitimate acting and to get out of the Birdman shadow. And so everything is...
Like, is he doing all the Comic-Con tours and all that appearance stuff as a Birdman?
They don't talk about it, but it's implied that, yes, he can't...
He's everywhere making his living off of Birdman.
Everywhere he goes, oh, Birdman, Birdman, you know, and he's just like, oh, God, kill me. He's got
the neck tattoos.
He's a miserable human being. That's the thing about this movie, is that everybody in it is miserable and have just horrible quality to them, and they're all unlikable. And that makes the movie tough to like, because nobody in it is likable. You don't like anyone. But so he's putting this thing together, and Ed Norton is the co-star of it, which is a story in itself, how he gets there. But the majority of the movie is about their interaction, and a lot of it is the scenes in the play themselves, and it's actors playing actors, and it's very high-minded. It looks like the whole movie is one camera shot, which is really cool.
Yeah.
It's incredible. You try to figure out when one scene it actually stops, and it's really hard to figure it out. And it's amazing what they got away with. If you like the Robert Altman movies where it seems like it's one camera going to and fro for 15 minutes straight, that's the whole movie. And it's amazing how they did it.
Hmm.
But, dude, there's a lot of it in there where he's crazy, too. And this Birdman character haunts him, and the actual Birdman talks to him. And it's...
I'm Birdman.
Yes, that's what it is.
You gotta get out of this theater. You could make $1 billion if you do one more Birdman. Birdman is not dead.
And he's talking back like, stop it, leave me alone. And he's trying to booze himself up to get the voices out of his head.
I know the feeling.
Dude, it's strange. I enjoyed it, and it's gonna be nominated. I mean, it is nominated for Best Picture in the Golden Globes. It will be, too. It's good, but it's crazy. I don't know if you guys would like it, because if they went away from the actual Birdman talking, and that's another thing, you don't know if Michael Keaton's character, if he's crazy or if he really has powers.
Okay.
Yeah, it's all over the map, but it's entertaining. It's a movie, you have never seen anything like it, ever. Never have you, I mean, maybe I'm missing something, maybe it's a ripoff of something done in the 50s or 60s in France, I have no clue. But you've never seen anything like this.
Is it a ripoff of Italian Spider-Man?
I wish it was. I really wish it was. But Michael Keaton, dude.
Is it a ripoff of Gus the Kicking Mule?
No! If you enjoy Michael Keaton.
I do.
You will freaking love him in this. He is incredible. That's the thing about these movies that we're talking about. Like, Bradley Cooper's great as Chris Kyle in American Sniper.
Yes.
Steve Carell is great as John DuPont, as you said, in Foxcatcher.
Yeah.
Got some good best actor nominees.
Michael K. Simmons is great as Terrence Fletcher.
Fantastic.
Michael Keaton is tremendous as Regan Thompson. But it's so strange. Emma Stone's really good, though, in it. What's his name from The Hangover? The Groobs.
Oh, Zach Galifianakis
is incredible in this.
Yeah.
Yes. He's great in a dramatic setting. He's great as the funny guy. He's awesome. It's really well acted. It is just out there.
You know, a lot of people have told me, you need to go see this, but nobody has told me I think you'd dig it.
I think you... I don't know. That's the thing. Yeah, I really enjoyed it. It's just way out there, and you got to really open your mind, man.
I'm going to open my mind, bro. I always do before I go to a film.
That's a good way to approach this one, let me tell you.
Feel you on that.
I'd like to make an announcement.
Go ahead.
I'd like to congratulate Twitter for sending the 6 country music songs at once link to me 100,000 times today.
We're going to play it tomorrow.
We'll do it tomorrow, guys. We promise.
We're going to play it tomorrow at 5:30.
All right, that does it for Community Quick Hits. It's 6:37 here on The Ticket.
Tomorrow on The Morning Musers, it's Friday. That means we'll scatter shoot with Junior at 7:40 and then yank the e-brake at 7:55. So wake up early with us, Dunham and Miller, The Great Gordo, 5:30 to 10.
The Ticket offers up this culinary suggestion for you to chew on. After the musers in the morning, ward off those unwanted hunger pains the rest of the day with a Texas Radio Hall of Famer sandwich. Norm Hiskus, 10 till noon, and Mike Reiner in the Hardline afternoons, 3 till 7. That's right, we've got 2 Texas Radio Hall of Famers on the ticket. Put some bad radio meat in the middle from noon to 3 and take a bite out of your sports hunger.
It tasted good and was good for him, too.
On Sports Radio 1310 and 96.7 FM, The Ticket.
All right, the best way for you to get a new car is to lease the car from AutoFlex Leasing. There are a number of reasons for this. First of all, and foremost, probably, I would imagine you're looking for the best deal you can get on a new car. You will get that from AutoFlex. If you tried to buy a car, what you need to do is get the best deal you can from whoever you tried to buy it from, and then take that to AutoFlex. Talk to them about their Flex lease, learn a little bit about it, see how it works, and then start talking a little turkey with them, and you'll see that they will make you a better deal than you were about to sign on for from the dealership. So you don't need to do that. You need to lease it from AutoFlex. Or just give AutoFlex a call. Deal with them from the start. Their phone number is 234-1234. 234-1234. The number's good from the 972 area code if you're up north of town, or 817 if you're in Tarrant County. You can log on to AutoFlex.com, find out a little bit more about what they can do for you. I know all this because I've been leasing from AutoFlex for the last 18 years. That's the way it's always worked for me. I know it will for you, too. It really is the best way to do this. So you give them a call and tell them you heard about it from me here on The Ticket. There's no better time than now for you to get the most from your lease at AutoFlex.
Right now, buy new carpet at the Home Depot and the installation in your whole house is on the house, as in free. So let's cover more rooms with the same budget. Free installation will do wall-to-wall wonders with your wallet. Call 1-800-HOME-DEPOT or visit a local store to get started. Let's do this. New carpet, free installation. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid on basic installation through February 4th. Minimum $6.99 purchase of carpet. U.S. only. See store for details.
Some daily routines are good.
Time to hit the gym.
Some aren't so good.
Time to hit the buffet.
Walmart has everything you need for the good kind, like one-a-day vitamins, 65-count 50-plus, or 70-count Vitacraves, each only $6.97, and 10-count Airborne dual-action effervescent tablets for just $10.97.
Time to hit Walmart.
Exactly. Save money on the little things that make a big difference. Start strong. Save big. Walmart.
Hi, it's Mark Cuban. Guys, it's time to get back in the game. Do you know that 1 out of every 3 men over 40 may have low testosterone? Low T can make you feel tired and grumpy. Do you know your numbers? I do. Low T Center makes it easy. You walk in, you take a simple blood test, and know your results within minutes. Service is covered by most health insurance. Go get your levels checked. Call 972-843-7989. That's 972-843-7989 or go to lowtcenter.com.
You search the web every day. Now get rewarded for it. Join Bing Rewards for free and enter for a chance to win a $500 Nordstrom gift card, a Microsoft Band fitness tracker, or other great prizes. Open your player and click the banner to learn more. With Bing Rewards, you earn credits for searching with Bing. Redeem them for popular gift cards like Amazon, Starbucks, and GameStop. Enter sweepstakes or even donate them to charity. Click on the banner or go to bingrewards.com to join, search, and win with Bing.
Hey guys, does this sound familiar? You've turned 40, you're sluggish, tired, and things just aren't the same in the bedroom, if you know what I mean. You've tried everything from testosterone shots, crazy diets, and hair plugs, but you still just felt like less of your former self. Well, that was me. And then one day I called the professionals at Multimedia Solutions, and within a week, my life was forever changed.
They installed the most kick-A home theater system in my crib, wired my entire house for sound, and I can run everything from my smartphone. And let's just say the ladies don't mind the hairy back and chronic halitosis so much anymore. Multimedia Solutions does everything better than the chains, and they don't jack up the price to help pay for the retail stores. Plus, with the money I saved, I went to the dentist and got my back waxed. The guys at Multimedia Solutions install state-of-the-art audio and video systems around the country, but they're based right here in DFW. Want to feel good again? Then call Multimedia Solutions today at 866-488-1084. That's 866-488-1084, and feel young again.
Canada's largest retailer of exercise and fitness equipment has now made it to the U.S. And they've chosen Dallas, Texas to set up their first American store.
Fitness Depot.
Fitness Depot is now celebrating the grand opening of their first warehouse store. Scorching hot prices right now on the biggest selection of quality exercise and fitness equipment. Fitness Depot offers guaranteed the lowest prices in the industry. Finally building that garage or home gym, outfitting your CrossFit box, school gym, boxing or MMA club, boot camp, yoga studio. At Fitness Depot, you'll find everything you need at the lowest prices. Kettlebells, dumbbells, and bumper plates only $1 per pound. Tons in stock. Treadmills and bikes. Slam balls, battle ropes, pull-up rigs, punching bags, weightlifting benches, cages, barbells. The list goes on. Shop Fitness Depot's warehouse location at 8918 Governor's Row in Dallas. Or visit fitnessdepot.ca. That's fitnessdepot.ca.
C-A. For competition annihilated.
Fitness Depot for all your fitness and exercise needs.
The weather is getting colder, and that means more time spent inside your home. Call Breathe Pure today at 800-PURE-175 and get a free estimate over the phone on getting your air ducts, vents, and returns clean. Breathe Pure will remove contaminants from your air ducts like dust, mildew, and mold. Plus, if you mention you're a P1, they'll take 15% off your bill. Make your home a healthier place for your family to breathe this holiday season. Call Breathe Pure now for a free estimate at 800-PURE-175 or go to BreathePureTX.com.
Stick it up your tailpipe.
New delays in Collin County. This report is service of CrestCars.com. Southbound 75 at Spring Creek. There's an accident in the right lane causing a solid backup from McDermott Drive. Dallas County, 35E northbound at Victory Plaza. An earlier wreck still being cleaned up. Traffic heavy and slow from I-30. LBJ eastbound at the Dallas North Tollway. A crash blocks the right lane. Solid backup from Luna. And Denton County, 35E northbound at Frankford. Your right lane is still down from a crash. 15-minute delay from Walnut Hill. Traffic is brought to you by Nordstrom Rack. Nordstrom Rack has all your favorite brands like Cole Haan, True Religion, and Fry at up to 70% off. You can afford to have lots of favorites. Shop in-store, online, or on your phone. I'm Becca with The Ticket. Stick it up your tailpipe traffic.
I'm Ty Walker. Tony Romo still leaning on this guy. We hear from the quarterback next on
the new Gas Monkey Live. Your brand new, state-of-the-art, 38,000-square-foot live music mecca in Dallas. Seating up to 2,500 people with amazing sound, multiple full bars, and a huge patio to chill on. New Jersey punk rockers The Bouncing Souls blow into the all-new Gas Monkey Live like a pogo punk hurricane. Saturday, January 24th. It's an all-ages show with special guests Masked Intruder and Broken Gold. Covering all subject matter through their explosive brand of punk rock songs, the band's latest release, Comet, is a new artistic high for the band. Tickets are on sale now at Ticketfly.com. And don't miss these great shows coming soon to the Gas Monkey Live. Tech 9, December 12th. Opeth, December 13th. Down, December 20th. And Pennywise on January 9th. For more info, go to GasMonkeyLive.com.
Want to go?
Of course you do.
Google Gas Monkey Live and figure out how to get there from where you are.
Or go to 10110 Technology Boulevard in Dallas.
With free parking on site.
It's Gas Monkey Live.
70 breaking sports news now.
Ticket ticker.
Dallas Cowboys playoff run will roll into Green Bay Sunday for the divisional round matchup with the Packers. This ticker brought to you by Texas Land Cattle and PM Stanley Motor Cars. Tight end Jason Witten, just 64 catches in the regular season, his lowest total since 2011. Did come up with that big fourth down catch during the winning drive last Sunday against the Lions. Quarterback Tony Romo admits that he definitely still leans heavily on Witten.
We just have more pieces now that we may not necessarily, we run the ball more, so there's not as many routes that you may rely consistently to move the ball. So a lot of things play into the numbers wise a bit, but he's still an unbelievable football player that's playing at a high level.
Other NFL news, a report into the league's investigation of the Ray Rice matter says there is no evidence the league ever received the video showing Rice hitting his then-fiancée before it appeared online in September. Chicago Bears have a new general manager. They hire Ryan Pace away from the New Orleans Saints, where he served as director of player personnel. Stars Hockey tonight on the ticket. They are in Nashville to face the Predators. Nashville has won the first two of five meetings with Dallas this season, as well as eight of the previous 12 encounters. Puck dropping at 7 here on the ticket. That is the Ticket Ticker, service of the Texas Department of Transportation. Want to win travel and seats to the big game in San Francisco? Pledge to have a sober ride game plan this football season. Go to TexasGamePlan.com to enter. No purchase necessary. Brought to you by TxDOT. Our next ticker at 6:50. I'm Ty Walker, reminding the P1s to be one. Tune us in, turn it up, keep it on. Sports Radio 1310 and 96.7 FM, The Ticket.
Jake Camp and Ole Folliwell have big basketball brains busting with Mavericks HSOs. It's the Dallas Mavericks postgame show after every home game. Brought to you by Smith Thompson Security on Sports Radio 1310 and 96.7 FM, The Ticket. But she's
not you. Join Bob and Dan and us Monday. We will be out at Texas Land and Cattle in Arlington, hard by the new stadium, getting you ready for the first ever college football championship game with $2 drafts, including Texas craft beer, Corby.
How about that?
And $5 crafted burgers.
So awesome.
Come by there Monday and see us.
By the way, I will be doing, along with David Newberry, we will be hosting the college football national championship postgame show on Monday night after the game. So, look forward to that.
Thanks for the invite.
I didn't invite you.
I know, I was being sarcastic.
I know you were.
I think I'd be a perfect addition to your broadcast.
I think we both should come up here and do it.
Yeah. You know what? Why don't we just...
a four-man show.
Or why don't
both
you and I...
Snake and Rhymes.
Go over to Cliff and do our own. We don't need them.
Cliff.
Yeah, we can do that.
I would love to see what transpired if you guys walked into Cliff at 11 o'clock at night.
Yes.
I just when they're sat running out there and started broadcasting.
Right. You just push the on buttons. Mm-hmm. You looked at the board op, who's like, hey,
and
what are you
doing?
They're
at some network conservative
right
talk
America
feed.
Will overcome.
That's right. We've got to find the terrorists. Now,
first, we've got to get rid of the liberals in Washington, D.C.
And then you guys turn on the mics after 3 hours at Ships.
Watching the game?
Yeah, I just started at the
So, man, how about that game tonight, buddy?
On the Ship's 13-inch black and white TV. Do you think the people
Sounds
that
like
are
a good time to me.
Do you think the people that are at Ships on a Monday night are really into the national championship game?
You'd be surprised. They have two really good TVs in there now.
Oh, they do?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, Ships is upgraded, Corby.
Ships,
it's not what it used to be.
It's a nice kick in the taint from you guys, but that's a great place.
I got no problem with Ships. I've only been there once. All right, did you see the story of the NFL saying, well, we have finished, the NFL has finished their investigation into the NFL and said, ah!
You guys did everything right.
Yeah.
Looking good, Roger.
I mean, you might have handled the Ray Rice situation a little sketchy, but there is no evidence of you guys ever seeing that tape. So well done, us. investigating us.
And then Goodell's got the audacity to speak to it.
God. Ah, I hate him.
He got to go.
He won't, though.
He needs to go.
There's nothing
that's... He works for the owners,
and look,
man.
Well,
they love him.
Look how fun... I can't wait till Sunday.
Well, then another rival football league needs to have him clipped.
He would have to turn into a pedophile for them to get rid of him.
Let's set that up.
All right. I'll dress up like an 11-year-old boy.
Well, we are at end of watch for today.
You're really cute.
Thank you very much for your time and attention this afternoon. Thanks to Ty, David, Becca, you guys on the phones for allowing us to invade your personal space. Do stay tuned. We have Stars Hockey on the way. Stand by for it. And then be by the channel tomorrow at 3 when we are back at you once again with another edition of The Hardline. Till then, you guys stay hard, keep jamming, and we'll see you.
The Hardline!
Broadcasting live from the AutoNation.com mothership at Victory Park, this is The Ticket. KTCK AM Dallas-Fort Worth. KTCK FM Flower Mound. A Cumulus station.
Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
What's up, Ticket listeners? It's T.C. Fleming, and right now I'm hanging out at Academy Sports and Outdoors. It's at 4920 Garland Avenue in Garland. In just a couple minutes, we'll have Tyson Chandler showing up to sign autographs, and I'll be here answering any questions that you may have about what it's really like to work at the Ticket. So come on out. We'll have a great time. It's at Academy Sports and Outdoors until 8 o'clock.
Get $100 off the 21-Day Body Makeover Program now.
My name is Doug Robinson. I'm a track and cross-country coach. I use the 21-Day Body Cleanse to improve my health for term life insurance. My blood tests, they came back so good after the cleanse that I received the best rates offered by my insurance company. It's important to me to be a good example of health, my family, and my athletes. Why not be a good example for your family and teach them the importance of being healthy, like I did?
Get started now. Go to 21daybodymakeover.com. That's 21daybodymakeover.com.
Hi, my name is Russ. I just finished the 21-day cleanse. My results were fantastic. I'm a type 2 diabetic, and after 2 weeks, my sugar levels dropped from 265 in the morning to 123, and my blood pressure decreased 25 points. Now a healthy 120 over 82. I lost 28 pounds and have high energy levels throughout the whole day. I thoroughly recommend the 21-Day Body Cleanse.
Get started now. Go to 21daybodymakeover.com. That's 21daybodymakeover.com.
Leather Sofa Company.
Updating your look doesn't always have to do with your hair and wardrobe. To truly make a fashion statement, start from the inside out. By inside, I'm talking about your dated furniture. Hello, I'm Mitch Lurie, owner of the Leather Sofa Company, and our team of professional stylists will assist you with all your furniture makeover needs. I invite you to visit our showroom and experience the glamour and comfort of custom-made leather furniture. It can be life-changing. From traditional to contemporary, transitional to Western, if you can dream it, we can design it. With sofas starting at $1,425, our showroom is full of inspiration. The Leather Sofa Company specializes in superior hand-selected leather furnishings at factory-direct prices. Our craftsmanship is unmatched. I promise you won't find better quality leather furniture anywhere.
For a limited time, the Leather Sofa Company is offering interest-free financing options. For locations and to see what's trending, visit theleathersofaco.com.
Be a part of the College Football Playoff National Championship Weekend. Experience the AT&T Playoff Playlist Live at the American Airlines Center January 10th and 11th. On Saturday, January 10th, Lenny Kravitz will headline. Then Sunday, January 11th, don't miss music legend Sting. Single-day tickets start at just $30 and combo tickets start at just $46. Buy and sell tickets the approved way. Go to Ticketmaster.com/collegefootballplayoff. The AT&T Playoff Playlist Live is brought to you in part by Dr. Pepper, Nissan, and Taco Bell.
Everybody likes a bargain. I know I do. Hello, this is Dane Miner, General Manager of Freeman Toyota. So I want to let you in on something big. At Freeman Toyota, we've had a monster influx of quality pre-owned trade-ins because everyone loves our prices on new vehicles at Freeman Toyota. And, well, I've got some amazing bargains going on in our pre-owned lot. Most of these cars are one-owner, low-mileage trade-ins, and they've had all their service work done right here. You can save thousands of dollars right now at Freeman Toyota. What do you need? A RAV? A Camry? A Prius? Prius, a Corolla, a big old bad Tundra truck? Well, we've got them all, and they are priced to move at Freeman Toyota. Here's the best part. We give you full disclosure. Just go to FreemanToyota.com and click on our pre-owned inventory and find out everything you need to make a good decision in just a matter of minutes. Want it delivered? No problem. That's just how we roll at Freeman Toyota. So come see us on the affordable side of the Metroplex at 183 and 820, just south of the Northeast Mall. And remember, everything you need is a click away at FreemanToyota.com.
You need a plumber ASAP. And in the Metroplex, there are plenty to choose from, but none of them are Cohen Plumbing. Here are just a few of the countless reasons to call Cohen Plumbing. First off, they really go out of their way to make customers feel like family. As they approach nearly 70 years in business, they've had very low turnover with their techs. Their business is like their extended family. All the work is guaranteed to your satisfaction. All the fees are up front. You can genuinely trust Cohen Plumbing for all your plumbing needs. Online at Cohen. That's K-O-E-N plumbing.com.
Just eight teams remaining in the NFL playoffs. Cowboys and Packers will battle in the divisional round in Green Bay this Sunday. This ticker brought to you by A Number One Air and Brad Thomas's Acme Brick Sports Biz. Packers with a couple of wide receivers that racked up big numbers in the regular season. Jordy Nelson, 98 catches, 13 touchdowns. Randall Cobb, 91 catches and 12 TDs. You add Devontae Adams and his 38 catches to the mix, and Cowboys cornerback Orlando Scandrick says Green Bay will pose a lot of problems.
Probably the best team that we played all year of the receivers extending the plays. And, you know, we just got to do a good job at plastering them and putting our body on them when the plays extend. And, you know, hopefully we can keep Aaron in the pocket and, you know, hopefully have some